In increased fighting in Liberia, rebels are closing in on the suburbs of the capital, Monrovia. Residents in and around Monrovia are fleeing to the city's centre, trying to escape what they fear is a third major assault in the past month. The Liberian government has confirmed that rebels have taken a strategic bridge over the River Po and are continuing their advance on the capital. The sound of small arms fire and mortars, only heard distantly from the city's northern limit Saturday morning, could be heard in the very heart of Monrovia by the afternoon. The rebel advance sent thousands of frightened civilians streaming into the city centre, seeking shelter. They struggled with all the possessions they could carry. The government has accused the rebels of breaking a ceasefire agreement signed last month in Ghana. The rebels, who control most of Liberia, are demanding that President Charles Taylor resign his office and get out of Liberia immediately. But Mr. Taylor says he won't go until an international peacekeeping force is stationed in Liberia. Regional peacekeepers have been promised before the end of the month, and the US is considering sending a small force of peacekeepers. Liberia was founded by freed American slaves in the 19th century, and has had strong ties with the United States over the years. Washington has been under international pressure to intervene in Liberia, much as the former colonial power France has intervened in Ivory Coast, and Britain has restored peace and led peacekeeping operations in its former colony, Sierra Leone. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.